This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Stem Cell Health Institute is coming to North Dakota. If you're suffering with pain from osteoarthritis of the knee, pain in your lower back, neck, shoulders, hips, or even suffer from joint pain, stop and listen. There are must-attend stem cell therapy educational seminars. You'll find solutions for your pain, along with cutting-edge information that could really help change the way you live. With seminars in Bismarck, Minot, and Dickinson, you're just a short drive to one of the seminars on regenerative medicine. You need to attend one of these seminars. Call 1-888-973-1560 to register for one of our upcoming seminars. For more information, visit stemcelltherapyforpain.com. Start living life once again. I thought you had to go out of the country for these procedures. They're available now in North Dakota. 1-888-973-1560 to register for one of the upcoming seminars. 1-888-973-1560.
We want to know what's on your mind, so pick up that phone and let us know. You can call us at 800-228-0550. I'm Scott Hannon, but in for me today, the host of What's on Your Mind, Darrell Lease, president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Waiting for your calls right now. Email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Or don't forget the hotline, 24/7. You can leave a message with your comments. Tell us what's on your mind anytime, 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. Back to Darrell Lease and more of What's on Your Mind.
Well, welcome back to What's on Your Mind. As Scott said, this is Darrell Lease. Enjoying my day sitting in here. Of course, when it's, you know, negative 20 degrees outside, sitting inside a studio is not a bad thing at this point in time during the day. But the sun is shining, so... Anytime the sun is shining, we've got to take it. We don't get a lot of those days sometimes during the winter with the sunshine and even with the cold temperatures. Still with us, we asked them to hold over a little bit here. We kind of lost a little bit, at the end there. I believe Mike was, talking about the consolidations or that. So we have, Director of Extension, Chris Boerboom, and we have Mike Veltz, from the SBEAR committee with us. Gentlemen, do you want to finish, kind of go over what you were saying there when we had to take a break for the top of the hour there?
Yeah, I mean, the issue is similar to the school consolidations where you have the numbers. In order to make it viable, you have to have a certain number of people to make it work in order to expend those resources. So in that regard, it's similar to the school consolidation issue in my mind.
Well, I would say where that probably differs is the state aid that those schools get remains the same per pupil. And so the state aid doesn't change in those situations. And so that's where people are saying, no, this is different though, Mike, because you're changing the state participation in this and forcing that consolidation that way, where the school consolidation, that was truly a matter of numbers and whether the local community feels that they can afford to pay for it or not, but they, because it's a pupil thing, because it's based on a per pupil deal, but they receive the same per student, funding, whether it's 10 kids in a class or 25 kids in a class. And so that's where they're saying that's different than that I can honestly tell you from what I've heard, people are not real happy with that comparison, being used. And that's concerning are these concerns from the people, are they going to fall on deaf ears, or are they truly being listened to? Because I've talked to legislators, I've talked to, you know, folks that utilize the different programs, I've talked to, you know, folks within Extension from one end of the state to the other, and how is this final decision going to come down? And once again, you said you're saving $100,000, but we got to save $4.1 million. Where's the other $4 million coming from?
Well, it's from throughout the system, and all input is taken seriously and is weighed, and the Esper board will make its determination based on what it's heard. And if it's felt that that's not a fair comparison, fair enough.
But and that's what I'm hearing, Mike. I mean, that's people yep. are calling me and saying, and so I mean, in fairness, when I talked with Chris the other day and asked him to come on, I said, you know, I want to be fair, but I want you guys to hear what I'm hearing, because sometimes people are a little reserved in voicing their opinion at a meeting. They're more willing to tell someone individually that'll carry the message for them. They just happen to know that I'll carry the message because I don't, you know, when it comes to government and government functions and government funding, I think extreme transparency has to be there. So I'm going to share with you what I'm hearing, and hopefully that helps you folks, and it helps those folks that are being served come to a better conclusion in the end of this, a more equitable conclusion in their minds. So we have a caller on the line here. We'll wait for him. We'll take him after we're done here. Did you guys have anything in closing that you wanted to say?
No, I want to thank you, Daryl, for the opportunity to talk about this because it's really important. And the extension programs, having it delivered locally, the county-based delivery system is really important to me. I think it's important to the state. I certainly don't want to get in a situation where we are forced because of budget to go to like a regionalized system. I don't think that is the right solution for North Dakota. And I appreciate everyone's comments and for sending letters to SBAR, coming to testify to SBAR on the value of that local extension programming. That's been very valuable, and I really appreciate that.
Mike, anything final thoughts there that you have?
Yeah, I would just add that, you know, the good news is we're having the conversation, and that's what needed to happen, and everything will be weighed accordingly. I mean, like I said, all input is valued. So, like I said, the good news is we're having the conversation, and that needed to happen. So,
And I agree with that, Mike. And I as I've been visiting with folks, and especially when I've been visiting with legislators, we're probably 20 to 25 years past due when a serious look at research and extension should have probably taken place. I mean, well, there was dynamic changes happening in agriculture at that time frame. I mean, technology was becoming so prominent. Everything, the improvements that had been made, you know, starting at that point back then, that's really where we should have probably looked at, because, you know, I was reading in your recommendations and that came out, and you know, the program areas emphasize agriculture and natural resources. You know, 55% is the target to still maintain that. And so when those changes happen in agriculture, it's probably, like I said, it's probably long overdue. I appreciate that the look is coming now. I hope we can find an equitable way to do this, and I hope that the lynch mobs aren't too great out there when changes have to be made. You know, it change is hard. We said, you know, you guys pointed that out, but there are times we have to adapt. There are things we need to do, and we need to look at, and we need to prioritize. And so that's some things that I hope come out of this. And thank you guys, and I hope you had a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you. And thanks for joining us here today. And we look forward to seeing the outcome of all these discussions that are happening right now.
Thanks so much, Daryl. Stay warm.
Yep, yes, have a great day.
You too.
Well, that was, you know, some really good information there. You know, I think you see why people are probably questioning this in the small counties out there, everyone. The listeners sitting here, you know, they're going to save $100,000 within these six counties out of $4.1 million that got to be saved. Now, $100,000 is not insignificant, but in the big scheme of things, wouldn't it be better to adjust and make that an equitable, a base proposal across all counties? That's what I'm hearing. That's the biggest thing I've heard is give us the same base proposal. If we all got to have another percentage in the game from county to county or 2% or whatever, if that's got to be 59-41 or 58-42, let's make that base agent so that we can guarantee that those are in each one out there. What's everyone's thoughts on that? What's on your mind out there when it comes to that? We do have a caller here, John from South Dakota, about taxes and overspending. John, are you with us?
I am with you, Daryl. It's good to hear you.
So what's on your mind about taxes and overspending, John?
Well, you know, you were talking middle of last hour about taxes and how they should just supposed to cut spending, and that needs to happen. They need to. I would have rather seen them keep the taxes where they were and cut a bunch of spending, and then build up some cash flow and get our infrastructure fixed before they cut taxes. But I can see how cutting taxes will bring more into the treasury. But these government agencies, they need to be held accountable. They need to start every year with a zero in their budget, and they need to justify every penny they get from the American people to run their companies or to run their organizations.
Hey, you know, that's something that's unique thought process, especially for federal government, that they actually start with a baseline budget. That would solve a lot of issues, John. I agree with you there. That's one thing that our governor up here in North Dakota ran on, was baseline-type budgeting and justifying everything they do every time they have a budget up. And I think that's positive. Thanks for the call, John. We're up against the break. This is Daryl Lee sitting in for Scott Henin. What's on your mind? We'll be back shortly.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Carson Wentz. Football season is here, and whether you're watching or playing, it's time to relax and recharge in your very own hot spring hot tub from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. My Hot Spring Grandy hot tub is the ultimate wellness machine. If a hot spring hot tub can help me recover from my day on the job, imagine what it can do for you.
Take it from the NDSU alum and NFL star, Carson Wentz.
I love the way my Hot Spring Grandy hot tub with the Ace saltwater system makes me feel. Don't be fooled by imitators. Get the Ace saltwater system from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
Financing options are available, and they're great deals. Take it from Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, will take care of you.
Soaking in my Hot Spring Grandy relaxes me, helps me feel better, and gets me ready for my next game.
Look what Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables have done for Carson Wentz's career. Now it's your turn. Hurry. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Fortune, Minot, too.
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Located in Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Minot.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, Bison fans, do you have Frisco fever yet? If not, I don't know what you're waiting for. Countdown to the return to Frisco is on, and our good friends at PetroServe USA have an incredible selection of Bison gear. So if you're headed to Frisco, load up. If you're not, just going to be watching the game, listening to the game back here, well, you can load up on Bison gear either way. When you head into PetroServe USA, home of that great 4-for-4 special all day, every day, a delicious personal pan pizza, two cookies, 20-ounce drink. That's four items, four for four. $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. That's so special. It's an everyday 24/7 special at PetroServe USA. They also have Pizza Corner pizzas until the end of the month here. Two for $11. That's a great deal. Barrel of Fun 8-ounce bag of chips, two for $4. Also, the 12-ounce Red Bull cans, two for $5, too, at PetroServe USA, helping America feel better by connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields to give you choice at the pump. From PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Tioga, North Dakota, growing community, great schools, new housing, golf course, theater, expanded bars and restaurants, a lot going on. The members of Tioga's Chamber of Commerce, proud to sponsor this very program. What's on your mind? Tioga is the oil capital of North Dakota. Find out more at TiogaND.net. What's on Your Mind continues with guest host Daryl Lease. And for me, Scott Hinton today on What's on Your Mind. Daryl's the president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Take it away, Daryl.
Well, thanks, Scott, for allowing me to sit in the chair here today and guest host What's on Your Mind. The phone lines are open if you have some questions, comments about the topics we've covered so far. We have at the bottom of the hour, we'll be visiting with the young Republicans, Reed Christensen and Caleb Melhoff. They'll be actually in studio here with me, so waiting for them to show up. But in the meantime, we're going to continue our conversation about the extension proposed cuts out there and how they're going about it. On the phone line now with me, we have the city auditor of the big metropolis of Center, North Dakota, up in Oliver County, Terry Nearing. Terry, how are you doing today?
I am great. Thanks for having me on. I would like to thank Chris for continuing the conversation. Like everybody said, that I think is the most important part about this. So,
well, and those conversations are, you know, and I think admittedly they feel that those conversations in the past when things have to change and the input wasn't maybe there all the time like it should be and improvements could be made, that needs to happen everywhere. I mean, it's... We just have to have better communications. I don't care whether you're in government or, you know, within our own organization, communication and improvement of that has got to be a priority. And it's those things are, you know, important to work on, and they're not always easy hearing that input, but that's important to do. And so, yeah, I think there are improvements they're making there, and part of the recommendations is to make continual improvements in those communications with the users, the owners of the program out there, the of extension is, you know, obviously the North Dakota citizens out there. So Terry, you're on today to talk a little bit about the impact, you know, the importance that you guys see, especially in Center, because in Oliver County, Center is really the only town with any kind of services or businesses in it, and you know, it's kind of the hub of the county, so to speak. It's where the majority of the population of the county sits. Is within that one town there. And so, share what's your guys' thoughts? What's your, you know, how important is this to your guys' community and your county up there?
The extension agent in our county, it's Don is his helper, and Rick, and sorry if I misused Don's title, but they do so much within our community. Don is constantly having food safety courses and babysitting courses. And things that if you take, you know, if we lose the service, the kids in our community are going to have to drive an hour, you know, 45 minutes to Bismarck, Mandan, or they're going to have to drive 35 to 40 minutes to Hazen, Washburn, you know, to get those services. The other thing is our community center is constantly booked every weekend with 4-H clubs. But the thing about it that I don't think a lot of people understand is I think Extension's numbers really are in 4-H. But the heart of extension is the grants and the help and the knowledge that they share within the community. I know for a fact that our extension agent was out doing a nitrate testing all summer due to the drought to make sure that people weren't putting up hay that was going to be bad and kill all their cattle. So just on that end, it's important. I know for a fact that I get calls looking for the extension office at least once to twice a week, and I have to give them their number or forward an email or get someone. So, I mean, the reaching out of the public for that office within our community, it is one of the most sought after businesses, if you want to call it that, in our community.
So they, in other words, you feel and the folks in the Center community and Oliver County feel that there is you know, a high enough use, a justifiable need to put Oliver County as a priority to maintain their agent. Would that be a correct statement?
That is 100% correct statement.
Well, and I think it was, you know, probably showed, you know, in the turnouts. Now, I haven't made it to any of the three meetings. Like they, Chris had said, they had one in Steele County, Sheridan County, and in Oliver County just last Thursday. But, you know, I'm hearing 50 to 70 people in Steele and Sheridan County, and over 150 showed up in Oliver County. Would that be a fair number to put out there?
Yeah, when I signed in, it was over 150.
So that really shows that there's an outpouring there. The folks in that county see the need. Now, going down that direction, do the people in, you know, in your community, do they understand that there's sometimes got to be adaptations happen? There's got to be, you know, changes made. Are they against a change in that base agreement completely, or are they concerned about not being equitable?
I think, and this is just me talking, and I feel like a majority of the population of Oliver County would get in line with me. We are all for changes that make a program more efficient, but those changes need to be across the board. They can't be singling out specific things. So that is where I think the big pushback from Oliver County is. We are largely an agricultural-based community, and to be asked to pay more than other counties, you know, due to our population, is kind of a crazy thing. And I really strongly believe that if you went to Grand Forks, if you went to Fargo, if you go to Bismarck and you say, hey, this is what they're doing and this is the proposed changes and we're going to have to pay this much more dollar amount than you guys just because of our population, I would be willing to put that there's a lot of people in those communities that'd be like, wait a minute, that's not right either. So when they say this isn't a large, small community thing, this isn't. This isn't a large, small community thing. This is an extension, small community thing.
So finding an equitable solution is probably, you know, more so the issue. You know, if you take, and I said in my dialogue after, you know, Chris and Mike got off with me there that, you know, wouldn't it be better if need be to look at an equitable position where instead of a 60-40, maybe we got to go to a 58-42 where the counties across the board got to pick up 42 or 41-59, whatever that magic number is to save that same $100,000 that they're talking about saving, but trying to maintain that direct community service. They talked about wanting to maintain, you know, extension and all availability in the programs in all counties, but they didn't mention that their priority was to keep an agent in all counties, which is understandable. There are counties that do co-op some of these things where it's appropriate, where it's needed. But maybe that's something to work on in the future. Terry, we're up against the break here. Thanks for coming on and sharing the concerns of a community that's affected by these and the positive things. Thanks again. This is Daryl Lee sitting in for Scott Hennen. What's on your mind?
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
If you're a licensed journeyman electrician or a control system programmer, there's a job for you at Kraft Electric. A growing company with over 40 years in business, Kraft serves the entire Bakken area with shops in Minot, Stanley, and coming soon, Watford. Kraft Electric offers a sign-on bonus and overly competitive pay. Email your resume to info@kraftelectricnd.com or call 701-628-3344, 628-3344, or message Kraft Electric's Facebook page. That's Kraft with a C. Journeyman electricians and control system programmers apply now.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
So us North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy, right? And the environment, too. North Dakota is a leading coal producer. Our electricity rates, some of the lowest in the nation, and we're among a handful of states that meet every federal air quality standard. That's pretty cool. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. Keeps the electricity affordable, reliable, high-quality jobs, boosts our economy. If you crunch some numbers here, folks, this is pretty amazing. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for about 15,000 good-paying jobs, about $1 billion in personal income, $3.4 billion in economic impact, and a whole lot of money, $100 million-plus annually in taxes going into our state coffers. North Dakotans get that. They know we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to keep our power costs low and ensure our homes and businesses have the electricity we need when we need it. Find out more from the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Great website. Get you some good information and also let your elected leaders know how you feel as well. SecureEnergyFuture.org. That's the website, SecureEnergyFuture.org. Merry Christmas, everybody. We're not giving up the Christmas yet. No way, no how. Christmas music and all the rest as we have a very special post-Christmas edition of What's on Your Mind in store for you today. Daryl Leese is in for me from the North Dakota Farm Bureau, and we always appreciate Daryl's time here. So your calls, your questions, your comments, welcome for Daryl. Give him a call, 800-228-0550. You can call the 24/7 line and leave a message if you like that. That's 855-200-1776. Taking the reins for me today and tomorrow, the president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, talking ag and much more, Mr. Daryl Leese. Daryl, take it away.
Well, thank you, Scott. Like I said earlier, it's a pleasure to be in here, sitting in for Scott today. And we've had a lot of good discussion about, you know, some rearranging at the extension. Budget things, obviously, are of a concern, and adaptations and some changes that need to be made, and improvements and efficiencies and like that. With us now, we have two representatives from the North Dakota Young Republicans, the new leadership of a new kind of arrangement in the Republican Party, Young Republicans. And we have Reed Christensen with us. He's the state chairman of the Young Republicans. And sitting next to him, in between him and I, we're going to make sure he stays in line. I've known this kid for a while now, young man for a while now, and so we're going to make sure Caleb stays in line. Caleb Milhoff, and I believe you're the chairman for the Southwest region.
Yep, I'm the
of the Young Republican
chair.
Yep. All right. So, I got to know Reed. Obviously, he was up at the legislative assembly last year, helping out up there, and got to have some discussions with him and amongst some other legislators of that. And so the Young Republicans, first off, tell us what the Young Republicans are about, there was an organized effort to create the Young Republicans within the Republican Party. And it looks like, to me, that the very strong conservative wing of the Young Republicans won the leadership positions. Reed, take it away there.
Yeah, so it's created in May, I believe. They got the groundwork, Dawson Schefter, and Kelly appointed Dawson Schefter to chairman, and did a lot of the legwork with Dane Ferguson and his team. And there was an election held in beginning or mid-December, I guess, and made a few calls with some buddies and got there and won the chairman seat. So
that's pretty exciting. Yeah. The inaugural elected chairman, obviously you said there was one that was appointed to kind of get it off the ground.
Totally.
But the inaugural elected chairman to the Young Republicans, and that's always nice when you can win an election among your peers. So you had some campaign experience now for yourself. What's the future hold there, Reed? You looking at anything in the future political-wise, or you just want to be a supporting factor and keep those folks in line and keep them on a conservative path?
You know, I'm very invested in the future of North Dakota. I want to see us succeed. I want people to grow up with the same opportunities and liberties that I was blessed to have, and that's why I'm involved at this point. So we'll see what the future brings.
All right. Caleb, tell us a little bit about your position there and why it's important to be one of the regional chairmen.
Yeah, so as a region chair, I'm heavily involved in recruiting members and putting on events that engage young people. As we see today, like in the millennial generation, which is 31% of North Dakota's population, a huge factor. And I was reading yesterday it was a third of the workforce is millennials now. And so having messaging and events that appeal to the younger generation, a younger generation that sees the media talk, you know, sling mud and the divisive nature of politics today, and most people aren't exposed to different ideas other than that. And so having somebody out there fighting for conservative ideas, the belief in limited government, the right to life, the right to property, that old principles shouldn't be scorned, but they should be employed in guiding our decisions and policies today.
Well, that's, so in other words, what you're probably looking at is it's a group of freedom-loving young individuals that are coming together to try and make a more prominent voice for that younger generation and generations that are obviously going to be affected for way more years on what the decisions are made by the political leaders of today. And so I think that's an important fact to know. And so, you know, if you like that freedom, if you like the right to property and to be able to do on your property, and you like the things that were guaranteed in the Constitution, basically, at the founding of our country, that our, you know, our God-given rights were in, you know, basically enshrined in our Constitution to be upheld and maintained. Reed, do you think that's a pretty common theme amongst your group that you saw at the election and the annual meeting the other, a week and a half ago now?
It was definitely on the 16th. That was the common thread. But, you know, this is really an opportunity to appeal to all young people in North Dakota. So we're not just, you know, one wing or, you know, one group, I guess. We really want to represent the youth in North Dakota, and in doing so, get things rolling in the direction that made this country so great and our state so great, you know, the legacy of freedom and prosperity that North Dakota's been blessed to have.
Well, so now, you know, so you're talking NDFB's language here when you start talking freedom, because the things that we really, our guidance is freedom, opportunity, and self-reliance. So, you know, Don't be shy. Go on the website. Join, you know, NDFB if you want another organization involvement that believes in those very same things.
Probably will.
In fact, I would encourage all of the Young Republicans become members, because that is our deal. You know, every time I get the opportunity to go speak somewhere, I share those very base principles that we're about, and that's freedom, opportunity, and self-reliance. So it's those things that, you know, we're striving for as an organization at NDFB, and hopefully, you know, we can maintain those things and make improvements, because some of those have been deteriorated a little bit. And hopefully we can get back to that base, such as Caleb said, of embrace that we were founded on, embrace those things instead of, you know, put them off to the side and kind of forget about them. So Now, I give you some homework yesterday. I sent you a link to a an editorial in the forum done by a millennial, I would assume. They talk from a millennial standpoint. Sometimes letters to the editor, you can never really know. They might have been written by someone else and use a name. You just never know. But so we're going to take this as it is. And this Mr. Fleck wrote in on behalf of millennials and said that they were sold short, sold down the river, basically, I'm paraphrasing, by the tax bill that was just passed. And, you know, this seems to be a theme that's, you know, the less conservative people out there in the country are running with, is that, you know, we were sold down the river. Like, people keeping more of their own money is a bad thing. And so, you know, what's your guys' response to that letter on millennials? You guys said you want to represent that same age category of what we just seen in the forum as a letter to the editor saying, wait a minute, we got sold out by allowing people to keep more of their money and by allowing businesses to be competitive on a worldwide basis by reducing their corporate rates. And that, which is basically a consumer tax hidden in a corporate tax. So I think there's some disconnect there within, you know, the millennial generation from what I'm hearing to you guys and what I read here in the forum this past weekend.
Yeah, well, people keeping more of their own money is a good step. This bill was a great step in the right direction. It's great for our generation in the future. If you have something, some goal you're trying to aspire to, you know, why disincentive millennials making more money? You know, why can't we all be prosperous? You know, I don't believe when others gain that some lose. You know, everyone can gain at the same time. You know, that's one of the fallacies with Keynesian economics. I like studying economics on the side. So, anyway, no, this bill is excellent. It reduced our tax bracket structure. You know, I'm very optimistic voters will see benefits of the individual and see the benefits from the individual and corporate tax cuts. One of our vice chairs wrote an article, Raheem Williams, that workers pay 60 to 80% of corporate taxes. He links to a study in his article there. And I'm very encouraged by this. And I don't know, Caleb, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, one of the things that always comes to mind when people say, oh, we only gave the tax cuts to the rich and, you know, millennials, low wage earners don't have any benefits. It assumes that we need economic leveling. And as Kirk says, if we're going to be level economically, we'll only be level in bondage and servitude. So that's the first thing that comes to mind. The second thing is that he does have a good point in that the spending is a problem, right? So I think the tax bill was good. It cut a lot of taxes for a lot of people. But the other side of that coin is spending. And he points out in that article that all the debt that we're accumulating now is going to be passed on to the millennial generation. And so the taxes are the first step. But the next step, and he points this out well, is that we need to take a shot at the spending that's run amok.
He points it out without pointing it out because he didn't want to go there.
Right.
But when you look at that, he brings up, you know, well, they're straddling us with a $1.5 trillion in additional debt over 10 years, okay? So $150 billion a year. My answer to that is, where was he the last 9 years, 8 years, when we went $1.5 trillion a year of extra national debt? We didn't seem to worry about it then. When it was someone that, you can assume is on the same side of the aisle as him. Now that the other side of the aisle has took the reins and said, you know what, we want people to keep more of their money. Now all of a sudden there's a boogeyman out there and $1.5 trillion added to debt, which we don't want to add anything to debt, obviously. But that's with a static score. That's not taking in the dynamics of the repatriation of money that's going to come back into the United States. That's not taking into account, you know, businesses adding on, adding employees, raising wages, which raises income to the federal government through taxes. So all those things, hey, we're going to keep you guys over here into the next segment. We're up against the break. This is Darrell Lee sitting in for Scott Hennen, and we'll be back with more discussion on What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassles. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
Or online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. To Delta.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hi, it's Scott Hannon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto.
One call does it all to Delta Constructors, our good friends at Delta. You can call them at 406-250-8151. Talk to Eric right now. He's out in the field. Get the job done right now. You can go online to deltaconstructors.net. Call Delta first. That's what we want you to know because they do turnkey well site services, and they do it well. A lot of companies tend to specialize in one area or maybe a handful of things where they're diverse. They're pretty much anything. When the well's punched by the drilling company, they go in there, they complete a site for those oil companies, get oil coming out of the ground into the pipeline, get the truckload out. One call does it all. And if you're really super busy, big plus. Delta lets you push the easy button, get it done for you. And they help us celebrate our callers as well on What's On Your Mind, who make the show go. Here's one great example.
Kevin Cramer will not run because he never made more than 40 grand before he got into the U.S. Congress. So he will not risk his $200,000 a year paycheck on a gamble for the Senate seat. He's pretty secure where he's at. Not unless he gets some really good internal polling saying he can beat Heidi, you will not see Kevin Cramer run.
Thanks to you, our callers, and thanks to Delta for helping us celebrate our fine callers here on What's On Your Mind. Call Delta first, 406-250-8151, and call us at 800-228-0550 on What's On Your Mind.
Well, thank you, Scott, and the Delta one call of the day there. Delta, you know, Delta's not just good at, you know, getting out there statewide, but they're good at supporting their community up there also, and being involved in the communities they work in up in the oil field. So I just wanted to get that in. I've had some experience with them in the past with some youth events. So good company to work with and have working here in North Dakota in the oil fields. You know, right now I'm going to go right into, I think we've got Troy Coons on the line from CNC Farms. Troy, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Troy, how are things going up there in the balmy part of North Dakota? I was minus 22 this morning. What were you?
About minus 24.
Oh, sure. You always got to outdo me, don't you, Troy?
Oh, yeah.
So, Troy, you're on Talk About Seed. What are guys looking at for seed needs so far for the following year here?
Well, a lot of guys are looking at some of the peas, chickpeas or garbanzo beans, whichever you want to call them, are probably the hottest topic out there right now. Then the guys are looking at your normal corn and beans and some wheat, but those are kind of the hotter topics. Everything else, guys are kind of waiting on yet, it seems like. Holiday season, you know, cold weather. So a little quieter right now.
Right. No, so the chickpeas, the garbanzo beans, now last year there was a shortage on them. There was a big demand. What are we looking like this year, Troy?
Same thing. Real short supply on the garbanzo beans. Real short supply. Price is really good, you know. Pretty profitable crop. We can't say that about a lot of things right now. Some guys are looking at some canolas, too. There's a real good one by Cantera Seed called CS2100 and 2300. If a person looks under the cultivar names in the Langdon and the Carrington trials, are right at the top in both of the trials. That's something guys have been looking at, and it's a new variety in out of Canada.
Oh, very good. Very good. What else do you need to get in about seed yet before we let you go?
Well, if anybody's looking to try to do any year-end things, we'll surely try to help educate them on what we have available and, you know, what they might need to be looking at for next spring and whatever we can do to help. And I want to thank all of our past customers and hopefully some future customers. A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year coming up here.
All right. Thanks, Troy. And you have a good end of the year and a Happy New Year to you.
You too. Take care.
All right. We're back in studio here. I've got Caleb Milhoff and Reed Christensen, two of the Young Republicans' newly formed organization. Just won their respective elections to represent the organization not too long ago. Caleb, give us a rundown. Who are the other state leaders besides Reed on a statewide basis?
Yeah. So we have our state vice chairman is Mason Vaim from Mandan, North Dakota. We elected our state treasurer, Daryl Mindeman. He's from Bismarck. He runs the Biddy Bean Coffee Shop here in Bismarck. If you've never been there, it's excellent. Our state secretary is Oren Birch, a student at the University of Mary. And then Benjamin Olson is our national committeeman up from by Grand Forks. And our national committee woman is Sierra Heitkamp from up in the northeastern part of the state.
All right, so we're running short on time here. We've got a caller that's been on the line, wants to say something. Julie, we're going to let you get it in quick here, 15, 20 seconds. Can you get your question or comment in for these two gentlemen?
Yes, first of all, congratulations. It's great, exciting news for North Dakota. I'm a longtime member of the NDGOP, and I'm confused that I got press releases when they started the organization. I got press releases when they appointed their chairman. I've not gotten a press release since they've gotten the election. And curiously enough, their website and the Facebook pages were taken down. So I'm just kind of curious. I know some of our leaders are less than conservative. Is that an indication they're not going to work with the new Republicans, or what's that all about?
Well, let's see if Caleb can answer that for us. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, so basically a lot of that is just with the transition. They had the press releases And we did have a press release, not from NDGOP. They were working on those kinds of things. And we're just working through the transition of getting the website and the Facebook page updated and all that information back on. So that should be going on soon.
I would think that the NDGOP will probably put out a press release this week, I would guess, and try and get it done before the end of the year. So we're running short on time here. Reed, you wanted to talk about the state convention. Real quickly, tell us when, what, how.
January 1st, March 1st, we got our convention.
Sorry, January 1st and March 1st is our district conventions. April 6th, 7th, and 8th is the state.
All right. Well, we're out of time there. Thanks, everyone, and join us tomorrow. I'll be back in the chair again. Thanks to Scott and the team at What's On Your Mind. We'll listen to you tomorrow.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, discussing the first steps a company should take preparing for an emergency situation.
You really need to start with an assessment. Think of it as a gap analysis. Are my gaps in having a proper place for people to shelter in place? Is it controlling the front door? Is it cameras? Is it having proper kits available? Once you have that, you need to write that emergency response plan. Now, your plan should cover any threat that your site might face. Everybody in North Dakota needs to have severe weather emergency plan, suspicious package, bomb threat, and active shooter, and, of course, fire. Then you should coordinate with local emergency response agencies to make sure there's not any adjustments based on what their response protocol is going to be to your facility.
To see a full list of emergency operations planning services available through the NDSC, visit www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.